interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. We are halfway through the beautiful month of October, and this is the time of year where we can potentially feel a shift in the weather, and we are encouraged to take advantage of outdoor activities. And so I can't wait to highlight a very special event that we get to cover on the Treasure Coast Insider annually, since I've been able to make friends with this leading lovely lady. And before I introduce her, I want to give a quick shout out to one of our sponsors. On behalf of my friends at Foxy Nails, two locations, one in Vero over in the Fresh Market Plaza, the second off of Seaway Drive there in St. Lucie County, they are true nail artists. And in honor of the upcoming Veterans Day and different experiences and holidays throughout the year, they will bring to life those themes and highlight them on your nails, right? You can have beautiful flags. You can have some terms of endearment, however you see fit. It's just really special. It's really effective in pricing as well as lasting for weeks. I just went and got it. Felt so great to get a fresh pedicure. And guys, this is for you too. Pedicures are a thing. If you're wearing open toe shoes, we're judging you. That's right. Here in Florida, anyhow. They have kids' chairs. You can open 7 days a week. There's always gift cards you can purchase. It's just really wonderful, and we appreciate Foxy Nails and all that they do. And, I just might have flags for when I'm participating in the annual walkathon for military veteran suicide awareness. Here in the studio, Michelle Dale, she is our president of the American Gold Star Mothers of Indian River County. My Michelle, darling, you are a very busy lady this time of year.
Yes, I certainly am.
Mm-hmm.
I run around everywhere and show up at different things, and all to promote the walkathon. It's that important to me.
It truly is, and it really does a great job of creating the awareness. In fact, on the way here to record our show, there was a commercial that had a gentleman saying, "I'm a Marine," then another one saying, "All of my Army pals are gone," and it's the first conversation that they have and picking up the phone to say, "And I'm having these thoughts of suicide." And that's really what you do day in and day out. Yeah.
Yes, yes. What we do with our programs, with the funds that we raise and with the walkathon, they help sessions that are called support sessions at Dogs for Life and Mental Health Association, which is talking back and forth. And they also help support sessions that are collaborated by our Next Generation Veterans, which are held at Indian River State College. And that's more of curriculum-based, where they learn how their mind works with their post-traumatic stress from their service. And that was new last year. And now this year, we are also able to have put together a spousal support group to help the spouses and families who deal with the post-traumatic stress of Ooh. Their loved ones. And they're working. I have testimonials from different men, women, stating how we have helped them. And that's the most important thing. Thank you, God, we have not lost one of our veterans who attend these sessions since we started in 2019, which is amazing.
Powerful.
This is our sixth annual right now, and it truly is. And we're all devoted to the cause, and that's the most important thing. And the veterans they can pick and choose whichever session they want to attend. The sessions at Dogs for Life are a little bit different than Mental Health Association.
Sure.
And very different than the ones at the school. And what's great about it is if they need more help besides these sessions, with our program, we offer one-on-one sessions to the Next Generation Veterans.
Oh, wow.
Three of them for free. And then Mental Health Association will pick up extras if they need extra. And there are times where we've had to help people go a little bit further than that, and we've been able to help with different different ways that we can get them the extra help that they need. And one very positive thing, one wonderful thing, which warms my heart deeply because I know this person because the person wanted me to know him, did everything that he needed to do, and he graduated from college this summer.
How special.
Yeah, it makes you want to cry. It really does. Yes.
Well, and you know, the degrees of PTSD, just as, you know, no two people are alike, no two of our soldiers experience a situation in the same way.
Exactly.
And, you know, I know having two brothers that serve in the Army, whom I love and adore, they have each been deployed multiple times.
That's
and,
nice.
You know, the exposure, the things that they see, I mean, it just, you don't even really have a time to come home and reacclimate before it seems as if you're off again.
Right, right. And it's so heart-wrenching when you think about them coming home and not being able to get the help that they need. And there's some are ashamed because they think there's a stigma to it, but there isn't. It's like if you need the help, you go talk with somebody. Same thing like with all the help, the problems with students with COVID after, you know, being not
cooped
able.
Cooped up, yeah.
Yeah, they're cooped up. They couldn't talk with friends and everything. If you need the help, you have to talk to someone. I've always been a talker. If I needed to talk with someone, I always had my aunt, my lovable Aunt Sophie, who's long gone, and my mom and dad, and I was able to talk with them. I was never afraid to talk with somebody and say what's wrong with me. But you can't let that hold you back. You really have to speak with someone, because with talking with someone, just as I am with you today, you can help yourself. And that's what this is all about. Go and talk. The veterans who go find out that they're not the only ones who are struggling.
Right, yes.
You know, it could be military sexual trauma, and it happens to men and women.
Sure.
And if you bottle that up inside and you can't talk about that, that could really drive you to suicide.
And the way that it comes out months, years later,
yes,
there is no explanation for that.
Exactly. And what happens is, many of them who come back end up in good jobs. And I've heard this many times from moms who lost their kids. And they'd be in the Pentagon for years. And they just couldn't forget what happened with them. They bottled it up and bottled it up and died by suicide 10 years after.
Wow.
And stories that moms have told me, which is, they're devastating. One mom actually had her son videotape his suicide.
Oh, no.
I mean, that story to me and the process she had to go through to get help for his child is, it's heart-wrenching. And it happens. And it says 22 a day, and we're still sticking with the 2.2. But if you really look at it, it's up to 44 a day.
Wow.
Now, that is totally uncalled for, and we have to help them. It's just a matter of having the help and letting people know that it's there so they can pass the word. And what's great about our sessions also is the next gen will have social outings for them. So they can, sometimes they're so troubled they can't go out to a restaurant. And now they are, because we're having social outings with them.
In a group setting. So
yes,
it takes the pressure off.
Exactly.
I think that's so special.
Yeah, it truly is.
Let's circle back a little bit to the walk. It's coming up on Sunday, November 3rd, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And you had mentioned that the former statistic was that 22 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the thought and the symbolism behind the 2.2 mile.
Exactly.
And it's also a Veterans Expo. So for not just the people themselves that have served, but for families or businesses or individuals that support our veterans as a whole, it's a welcome to all, yeah?
It's, as long as they do some sort of support for veterans, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the expo is free of charge. You know, you go, you can put out flyers for your business. The only thing, they can't sell anything because the fundraiser is for us.
Right.
But they can offer help in many ways. And if they give a discount to a veteran, put your information out on a table and let people know. If you are a veteran organization and you want to increase your membership, bring your information about, you know, if you're American Legion or if you're post a VFW post, bring it and say you're looking for new membership, because a lot of the older gentlemen are in the legions and in the VFW posts, and they need younger people to come in and help them.
They sure do.
Yeah, and put your information out on the table and talk to them.
It's really a worthwhile way to go about it. And so that day, it's really fun as well as being symbolic. But there's a DJ. It helps the morning to move along.
Yes.
There's going to be gift raffle, 50-50s, the Wall of Valor, which is always so special and tugs on the heartstrings. I'm such a proud American. T-shirts for the first 250 walkers who register. Early pickup is Friday, the 1st of November, right here at our local Legion off of Old Dixie. Mm-hmm. And then to know that theoretically, the day of the walk, you could still come and participate. It's $40.
Yes, it's just $5 more.
And then for those that are interested in registering and participating, showing your support, it's $35. And registration will be at the Grand Pavilion there in Riverside Park.
Yes. And this year, we're going to have Kyle Kraft sing the national anthem. I contacted him a few days ago. He did some singing at the Vet Fest a couple years ago, and he had mentioned if I needed help to contact him, and I did, and he was gracious enough to say he would sing the national anthem for him.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar. I can't wait to hear him.
Yeah.
So there are sponsorships still available.
Yes.
We're a couple weeks out from the event, so there's still plenty of time to get some recognition on social media and in-person day of the event, while also getting you a couple of walkers if you'd like. So there's various degrees of sponsorship, whether it's in-kind for raffle items, because we are going to be doing some prizes, or you can step up, and I love the names of your categories. We have our Patriot. That's just $100.
Right.
And that gives you opportunity to put stuff in the swag bag, as well as an opportunity to donate something if you'd like. Then we have the Freedom level. That's 500. Follow that up with the Start to Finish at 1,000, Stars and Stripes for 2,500, and then our Gold Star Presenting at 5,000. So all of those packages from 500 on up include walkers.
Yes.
And includes the opportunity to get your branding out there and potentially even be able to be on site.
Yes. And the 5,000 have speaking opportunities if they want to.
Oh, yes. At the opening ceremony.
Time. Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And so why sponsor?
Why? Because of everything that I mentioned in the beginning. Our programs are working. We have sessions. We have sessions on Monday, Dogs for Life, Wednesday at MHA, Tuesday and Thursday at the Indian River State College. And the new one is going to be the post-traumatic stress for spouses is going to be on a Thursday. And it will be once a month to start and then see how that progresses. So we've got many where they can choose.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Yeah.
Including a 24/7 male, female, and co-ed chat line.
Yes, exactly.
Which, again, an episode could happen at any time.
Exactly.
So to know that that access is there is really special. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I am chatting with Michelle Dale. She is our president of the American Gold Star Moms here in Indian River County. At White Glove Moving and Storage, we're proud to help support this event coming up on Sunday, November 3rd. It is not too early or too late for you to register as a walker, form a team, or perhaps even consider sponsorship yourself. I know at White Glove Moving and Storage, we do give discounts to our veterans, and we pride ourselves in our ability to make moving easy, whether it's for the younger families with the dynamics of whatever that might be if a loved one is abroad serving, or for our older veterans that might be in a state where you know, they have early onset Alzheimer's, dementia, what have you. One of the things that White Glove has consistently been able to do is take pictures of those rooms. And then if we need to take them to a new community that might have a little better care based on one's diagnosis, reassemble those spaces while a loved one or a caregiver has taken the veteran or the senior away, keep them entertained for a few hours while our movers get to task. And it's just so special to know. And so, for so many of them, a lot of their memorabilia, if you will, from the times that they have served is very important. And it's almost always front and center in their decor. And so we take a lot of pride in being able to reassemble the rooms and bring it back together and put those finishing touches on. And so as a shout out to our sponsors, we just love knowing that they take care of our veterans, young, old, doesn't matter. And so if you hear of anybody needing help with the heavy lifting, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, we would be honored to assist. And we're going to chat more with Michelle Dale, our annual walkathon coming up Sunday, November 3rd. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Sturgis Lumber is the county's most trusted hardware store. Sturgis stocks stainless steel products, power tools, construction and painting supplies, propane, plumbing, and electrical parts. 4645 US 1 Vero Beach. Sturgis Lumber and Hardware.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs in all the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Riverside, Universal, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of Berlin Gardens and Bollywood. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street, filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Have a sunshine day. Sunshine.
It's hurricane season. Prune your trees now with Scott Tree Services. Strengthen your trees against high winds and remove broken limbs that could cause damage. Don't get nervous. Call Scott Tree Services.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, the Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. Shout out to our friends at True Color Salon. Yes, they are in Indian River County off of Old Dixie and Vero Beach, yet they are worth the drive for anyone listening outside of that service area. I am telling you, it's 6,000 square feet, plenty of space to stretch. They do the nails, they do the skincare, they do massage, they do hair. They have little areas where you can shop and sip. I mean, it's delightful. Who doesn't want to process and then, pick out some new earrings? I'm just telling you. It's like, it's a real benefit to all. And they have a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. So if you try something new and you don't love it, they will tweak it at no additional cost, as well as provide you evening and weekend hours. Also, a special thank you to Union Home Mortgage. I am so thrilled Union Home Mortgage. Shannon and Lucy will be alongside yours truly this upcoming Tuesday at our top producer panel for Indian River County as it pertains to real estate. All of the guests in the audience will be realtors. We'll be hearing from six great panelists, giving us some insights on the things that are changing and what to look forward to. We are going to do our best to keep it nice and positive. Union Home Mortgage, they have a variety of products. These gals have been in the business combined for many decades, and they would love to give you a complimentary consultation and discuss home ownership, especially as we make plans to enter a new year because we're already in the final quarter. It is just nuts. So you can always live link treasurecoastinsider.us and check out our friends, our sponsors, listen to past shows, and just get equipped with all the things that you want to be in the know for the Treasure Coast. Here in the studio is Michelle Dale. She is our president of the American Gold Star Mothers of Indian River County. And in just a couple of weeks, we have their annual walk-a-thon. Which number is this?
Six.
I like six.
I do too.
Yeah, six is good. It's a 2.2-mile walk and Veterans Expo. There's an opportunity for people to sign up as walkers, form teams. You can sponsor. You can have a table there if you cater to the veterans. I mean, there's just really a lot going on that morning. And I've already forecasted perfect weather.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome,
it's
Michelle.
Wonderful.
Yes, indeed. But I just love for our listeners to know, once again, if they're just tuning in, what the stats are and why this is so important, this fundraiser, because if it wasn't for these dollars raised, we wouldn't be able to have as many support groups as we do.
Exactly. And we need to have the funding to keep them going. And that's the most important, because we have several facilitators who do these. They're all veterans, too. Every one of our facilitators
is veteran. Such a relatable connection.
Exactly.
Then.
So they know what the veteran who was there is feeling, because they've served themselves.
Yes.
And the curriculum-based session is actually put together by a veteran who served.
Wow.
So it's very powerful. And we need to keep this going, because we don't want to lose anybody in Indian River County or anywhere. And we would love to see things like this happen throughout the United States. And in many places they do. But what we do here is it's working, and we want to keep it going, and we need the funding to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody happens to know of a neighbor or a friend's child that is experiencing some of these symptoms from the PTSD, where can they go to figure out the different groups and be able to benefit from what we're doing here locally?
First of all, if somebody thinks someone's having a problem, they should ask them if they are and get them to talk. And the best place to go is to our Next Generation Veterans. They could give them some information. There's different telephone numbers that are given out, but you got to contact them. And even their 24/7 hotline, they have an app which you put your information in, because it's not just people calling who may or may not need the help. It's somebody we know who's struggling.
Most certainly.
Yeah. They can contact me. I can give them telephone numbers of President and Next Gen or Dogs for Life.
All of those outlets.
Mental Health Association. Yeah.
IRCGoldStarMoms.org.
Yes.
And could they hop on that website to register for the upcoming walkathon?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there.
And if you haven't been out, it's a beautiful, you go down the Veterans.
Yes, it's open now. Memorial Park
Good.
Is open, so we'll include it this year. Last year we couldn't, but this year, again, it will be open.
And wonderful.
We start at Grand Pavilion, go through the island, and then we come back out and go around. We end up under the Oaks, walk through there, and then walk back behind the Grand Pavilion to the end, where there will be the DJ playing music. We'll chance off our raffles, and we'll split the 50-50, and the expo will still be there, so there'll be plenty for them to do.
Oh, that's just a great way to kick off a Sunday morning.
Yes, yes it is.
And it's early enough where it's not stifling hot. It's exactly. Like you've done this before.
Yes, we have.
Right?
Like a lot of thought has gone into that.
Indeed, indeed. And, you know, if anyone's interested in volunteering or learning more of how they could be an asset, they can reach out via the website as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
IRCGoldStarMoms.org. We look forward to seeing you out on Sunday, November 3rd, 9 to 12, at our annual walkathon for military veteran suicide awareness. Michelle Dale, thank you.
Thank you.